You know who's wearing a robe right now and probably not wearing anything underneath?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
And he's on the phone with us right now.
Is that a fantasy of yours, Jason?
No, I'm just saying. I would.
Please welcome to the show our good friend. I mean, that's a good friend that'll call you from another country.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Hey, Bruno.
What up, guys?
Hey, man, what you doing?
I'm just chilling in London.
Yeah, you are.
Humble brag.
What happened to your accent?
I'm trying to pick it up, man. I sound like Dick Van Dyke on Mary Poppins every time I try.
What a random pop culture reference. Dick Van Dyke. Wow.
From Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Remember, he was something about Mary.
Yeah.
What are you doing over in London?
Just getting into street fights.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Yeah, that's why I went.
You hanging out with Justin Bieber or anything? He's over there.
Is he out here?
Yeah, he should be out there somewhere.
Yeah, don't you have every celebrity's phone number in your BlackBerry or iPhone? Can't you just call them up?
Check the tattoo shop.
Every celebrity's.
Yeah.
And Obama's. It's crazy.
What?
Seriously, Bruno, why are you in London? What are you doing over there?
I'm promoting my album.
I don't believe you.
You know, I'm coming
on. For some reason.
I'm going on tour, and I want to make sure everybody around the world knows it.
So in London, you're promoting your CD sales, but you're calling us to promote your tour.
No, I asked him to come on.
Right.
I asked
Bruno if he would come on because the tickets for his tour go on sale, what, tomorrow, today?
No, that's promoting his tour, yes.
Tomorrow.
Most cities, it's tomorrow, and they're expecting this to sell out in one day, and I wanted our listeners to know, you know, that you can't wait around on this one.
Hey, Bruno, do you have that set up where if you're a member of your fan club, you get early access to stuff like that?
Yeah.
You do?
So you just
know where we're going to be playing, and you have, like, a first bid.
Dude, is it like BrunoMars.com, something really simple like that?
How do I become a member of this?
That's it.
You got to be a hooligan.
Yeah, BrunoMars.com. And tickets to most shows, including all the European dates, go on sale March 1st.
That's tomorrow.
At BrunoMars.com. Now, he doesn't come to the U.S. until June 22nd, and he'll be touring all the way through November. Man, you've got a whole year of this, don't you?
Oh, I'm so stoked, man.
Are you?
I haven't gone on tour in over a year. And, everything we've been doing has just kind of been, like, little TV stuff, and we just got done with the Grammys. So it's going to be nice to get with the band again and do what we do.
I had no idea that you had four sisters. Is that true? Four? Or five?
Four sisters and an older brother.
Yeah, and your four sisters are doing a reality show I just read. What's going on with that? Do you know?
They're singing, man. They want to sing. I got to be the big brother and support what they do. But then, you know, we come from a musical family, so everybody's a singer or some kind of musician in my family.
You know, there are a lot of families, Bruno, that you know, have six, seven kids, and not one damn talented kid ever out of any the whole group.
And a whole tale of
you guys got six.
What's the secret? I mean, were mom and dad both really talented? Is that how you have all the siblings?
My mother's a musician, and my father's a musician.
Dang.
Man, you guys could be the next Jets.
Our house, there was instruments everywhere, and it was a singing family.
That's really cool.
We need another Jets.
Let me explain that the show is going to be on Wii TV. And it will follow the sisters as they make the move from Hawaii to record their debut album in Hollywood.
Oh, Bruno, we just put a picture of your sisters up. Everybody in your family
You're
is
so
stunning.
Pretty. Oh, my God.
Dang.
Who's the ugly one? Is there one in your family if you had to pick?
Me.
Oh, honey. I don't know about that.
Bruno, what is the age range on your... What's the age range on your sisters, youngest to oldest?
They go from... 21 to 30.
Okay. Question.
Nice. Right in the wheelhouse.
Would it be cool with you if Steven Tyler was dating your 21-year-old sister?
I don't think it'd be cool if anyone was dating my sister.
Okay. Because
we
Steven
just did
Tyler,
a story, yeah.
Yeah, he's dating Clint Eastwood's 19-year-old daughter. So I was just wondering if maybe that'd be cool with you if he was dating your 21-year-old sister. He's 64.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
Fact?
Well, that's a rumor we reported this morning. You know how we are.
You know, all rumors are true, so we talk about them.
All rumors are true.
Yes.
Right.
What's the weirdest rumor about you that wasn't true?
I think I died this year about 9 times.
Oh, yeah, man. Glad you came back to life.
Yeah.
I heard you were dating Manti Te'o. Yeah. Not true? You're not dating Manti Te'o? On Twitter? Yeah.
Now, about your tour, is this going to be like completely different from the last time you were on the road? You got more money to spend on the production.
Man.
What are we going to see?
Oh, you're going to just see, it's going to be the best show ever.
Of course.
Ringling Brothers. This is the show to see it. The greatest show on earth.
The greatest show on earth.
Does it really have a circus theme? Are you joking?
No. It has a...
Hey, I believe anything.
Yeah. Right. Bruno.
Be, I mean, we have a good time. If you know, if you ever came to the show before, you know, like that's what I call the victory lap. You know, you work so hard on the album, and you just can't wait to basically hear your songs amplified, and
yeah,
and you got a mic in your hand, and your guitar is plugged in. You know, that's when we can really let loose a little bit.
I can't wait because
I've never seen a show before. I suggest you come down to the Moonshine Jungle Tour. Mm-hmm.
I will be there.
The only time that I've seen you perform, and maybe everybody in the room, was when you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to that. In fact, when your album came out, Unorthodox Jukebox, do you remember, what did you do, what was your first radio appearance after the album Unorthodox Jukebox came out?
Or, no, the Doo-Wop and Hooligans, right?
I believe I called you up, buddy.
I believe you were in our studio.
That was the Doo-Wop and Hooligans.
That was Doo-Wops and Hooligans.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm talking about my first album.
Yeah.
I was in your studio.
Well, thanks to an Amazon promotion last week, Bruno's album and the Grammys and the residual effects of that fantastic performance, your album sales are up 44% this week alone.
Look at that, dude. I'd be in London, too.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at you.
Well, I'll tell you, being in the business, I have seen everybody, and I don't get excited about any concerts anymore. I get offered all the time, you want to go to this show, that show?
That's
and I was like,
that's
no.
Depressing.
But Bruno Mars, I'm excited about.
Bruno's is good.
I am going to go to this concert.
Speaking of your show, do you guys practice? Because your band and even your drummer is on beat with whatever dance move you're doing. Do you guys practice the dance move separately?
It's got it down.
Because you guys have everything, even like the leg cross, and y'all have it.
It's that rehearsal, man. Rehearsal is where we just see what feels the best. And, you know, I can start moving, and everyone will start, like, kind of just bouncing with me. Or one of the horn players can do a little something on a certain beat. It just kind of comes natural, you know, and by the end of the tour, we are the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Do you also believe that Justin Timberlake is ripping you off?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yes, he is, Bruno. You can say it. It's true.
People have said that that suit and tie thing is kind of a Bruno vibe to it. It's probably a compliment.
It is.
To
and you,
right?
You started it, and he's doing it now.
We're not hating on him.
That's a no-win question.
I think maybe we have the same influences, but.
Well, he's influenced by Bruno Mars.
Kelly's really trying to start right over here.
I'm not, but I'm insulted that Justin would rip you off so blatantly.
Oh, come on. I'm sure they're buddies.
Yeah, right. Well, Bruno, since you've sold so many more albums lately, have you bought yourself anything cool?
What have I bought?
See, when you buy,
no,
you don't have to be.
I think I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah. See, some artists shouldn't say an answer to that because they try to be man of the people, and we know you're making money, but we don't want to see examples of it.
Yes,
because
we do.
We get jealous.
Cool.
But with Bruno, I think everybody roots for you, and everybody knows how great and talented you are, and we believe you deserve to go out and buy something stupid.
You need to buy you a silver-plated car.
Yeah, Lamborghini or something.
And buy a yacht and invite us.
Yeah.
One of those mirrored ones? Nah.
I mean, you could buy the Vatican or something, you know?
He's got that kind of money.
Purchase.
Yeah, maybe not yet.
Yeah.
All right, so go to BrunoMars.com if you want to buy tickets for the world tour. Bruno, save a couple of seats for me in Madrid on November 15th, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you guys are there.
Yeah, be nice. Yeah,
if you don't mind sending the jet over, that'd be sweet. All right. Hey, man, really nice of you to call in while you're over there in London. We appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day. Go get some lunch.
Thanks, boss. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, bye,
buddy.
Okay, bye.